voice of the valley. AM 1450, KBMW, good Monday morning. Got a cool one going on. Cloudy and 45 degrees where we're at right now. Well, every Monday we do this. Check in with Breckenridge School Superintendent Christy Sullivan. Find out what's going on in Breckenridge School News. Christy on the phone with me. Christy, good morning.
Good morning, Bill. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, but I really have a hard time believing we're talking about our last report to the school year. Seems like we just got started here, right?
Right. I know. It just flew by this year for sure.
It did. But a lot of exciting stuff, a lot of exciting things happening over there in Breckenridge Schools. Christy, catch us up. What's coming up this week?
Well, this week, today we've got busy day. We've at NDSCS today. Our Girls Varsity Golf Conference Championship will be held at Battle Lake, that beginning at 9 a.m. here. Boys Varsity Golf Conference Championship will be at Wildflower Golf Course in Pelican Rapids, that also this morning at beginning at 9 a.m. And our softball Girls Varsity section will be at home versus Perham. That will be at 5 o'clock. Tomorrow, we've got our last band and choir concert for grades 5 through 8. That'll be at 7 p.m. in our high school gymnasium. Junior high baseball at Wheaton tomorrow at 4:30. Softball girls varsity section to be announced. JV and varsity baseball also at Wheaton at 5 p.m. Wednesday this week, we've got our seniors going off on their senior class trip. They'll be spending the day at Valley Fair. Certainly looking forward to that. And we have a regular school board meeting Wednesday at 4 p.m. in our media center at the high school. Thursday, JV baseball versus Rotze at home at 5:30. And then a couple more softball girls varsity section to be announced Thursday. Varsity baseball versus Rotze at home at 4 p.m. Friday is our seniors' last day of school. So we've got some fun things planned with their walkthroughs with our elementary students. And we've also got a fun run planned on Friday at 2:15. So the elementary kids always really look forward to that. It's a fun day for everyone.
So, Christy, we talked earlier. You said it's been a great school year over there in the Breckenridge School District. A lot of exciting things as you look forward to the future. But all in all, the 2025-26 school year, pretty good, right?
I would say that this school year is one for the books.
Right.
We have so many things, exciting things coming down the pipe here. This summer we'll begin vacating some streets around the school, setting up construction areas. You'll see some movement going around the school this summer. And next fall, our vertical build on the new elementary wing. So lots of excitement, and there will be all kinds of careful planning that needs to be communicated as we go. So we'll keep you all updated on that.
Well, Christy, listen, it has been a pleasure every Monday morning to kind of kick off the week talking to you. You have a wonderful summer, and get excited. We're going to have some great conversations again in the fall, okay?
Yes, you as well, Bill. Thank you for a great school year.
You bet. Christy Sullivan, Breckenridge School Superintendent. Our final report for the year. We'll be talking with Christy, though, in the fall. Lots of exciting stuff coming up here. It's 8:45 and time once again for another edition of Point of Law. It's brought to you by your locally owned car wash, All Seasons Car Wash in West Wapton, home of the Ceramic Shine Car Wash and the always popular Pet Wash.
If you rescue someone in danger and you are injured as a result, can you collect damages from the person you rescued? The court had to find an answer to that question in the case of the dismal damsel. I'm Curtis Howard with today's Point of Law. Phyllis Armstrong had been born and raised in Spanish Cove. She had been around small boats all her life and was a good sailor and a strong swimmer. One day, she and her sister Joyce were walking along the rocky shore near the harbor when the girls noticed a sailboat out beyond the breakers, tacking toward the harbor. There was only one person in it, and he appeared to be inexperienced. Then they heard a sharp cracking sound, and they saw that the mast had snapped and that the boat was being blown toward the rocks. The person in the boat started screaming and yelling for help. "I can't swim! I can't swim!" Phyllis dove into the surf and started swimming through the strong tides and huge swells. She made it to the sinking boat just in time and was able to get a hold of the floundering man. But as she reached the shore with the man in tow, the strong winds and waves pounded Phyllis against the rocky beach, knocking her unconscious and breaking several of her ribs. The man, Dennis Oakley, was unhurt. But Phyllis came out of the hospital with a bill for several thousand dollars, and when she asked Oakley to pay it, he refused. So she sued. "Your Honor, this is a very unusual situation," said Phyllis's attorney. "This young lady risked her life to save another person from grave peril, and very likely death. She was injured while doing so, and it is not fair that the person whose life she saved should not pay for her injuries." Dennis's attorney argued, "It's true Phyllis's heroic act was most commendable, but the law states that in coming to Mr. Oakley's rescue, Phyllis was acting on her own volition and assumed, therefore, all the risk. Having assumed that risk, she cannot complain that she was injured while performing it." How did the court feel about Phyllis's risk management? We'll find out in a moment.
I've seen some things. Bugs, mud, road salt.
Oh, same here. I need some pampering, you know? Soft brushes and no effort.
I'm over hands-on type. I'm gonna blast this dirt off myself.
Perfect. Let's head out to All Seasons Car Wash.
They've got self-service bays, total control, powerful spray.
Ooh, and soft touch automatic. I just roll in and relax.
No matter how you like to wash, All Seasons Car Wash has you covered. Self-service car wash or fast, gentle, soft touch automatic.
Yeah, you know, shiny is my love language. All Seasons Car Wash, 1400 4th Avenue South in Wahpeton. Your kind of clean.
If you rescue someone from danger and are injured while doing so, can you collect damages from the person you rescued? Yes, ruled a Michigan court. Mr. Oakley's impending danger invited and morally compelled reasonable attempts to rescue him. This was an emergency situation which justified action that might not be justified under other circumstances. Mr. Oakley must be held responsible for Phyllis's hospital bill. It's a point of law.
Happy birthday to you.
Am I supposed to sing happy birthday to you every time it's your birthday?
Oh, well, oh, well, happy birthday to you.
All right, fine, this is it. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Well, I woke up this morning, noticed the date. I remembered your birthday.
Hello!
We're so happy that it's your birthday. We hope you have an awesome day.
When I was 17, It was a very good year.
Happy birthday to you.
Here we go. Birthday and anniversary shout-outs for May 18th. Brought to you by Thrifty White Pharmacy. So we got on celebrity birthdays. Violet Bean, Amazon's countdown. She's on that. She's Agent Shepard, 30 today. Spencer Breslin. Chubby Elf Curtis in the Santa Claus movies. He's 34 today. Country singer David Nail is 47. Comedian Tina Fey, 56 today. George Strait, King of Country's had 60 number one hits. 74 today. Mr. October, Reggie Jackson is 80 today. What else going on? No Dirty Dishes Day, National No Dirty Dishes Day. So, yeah, that's coast to coast. Also,